Silence is a most amazing device, almost a state of being. In and of itself, it is neither good nor bad. Its moral determination lies in the hands of its practitioner. Abraham Lincoln once pointed out that to sin by silence, when they should protest, makes cowards of men. So though it can be used for evil, many of us would still see that silence mainly is a tool for good. Silence can be a question, and it can be an answer. It opens the door to listening, and thus profit. Silence is a complement to peace, and a sanitarium for over-pestered modern souls. Silence resides with rest. And it is commended to us as worthy of use by Christ Himself, who employed it on a regular basis. But even more than this, there are times when silence is commanded to us. The prophet Habakkuk records in the second chapter of his book in the 20th verse, "But the Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before Him." Just hearing that makes you want to be quiet, doesn't it? There is a resonating power in those words. Only two verses later, the prophet himself makes a petition to the Almighty. He says in chapter 3, verse 2, "Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy." And may it be so to us. 200 years ago, the most famous Christmas carol in the world exalted the attributes of silence as one of the key components of Christ's birth in Bethlehem. If you ever have the opportunity to visit Salzburg in Austria, you'll find that the town, the ancient town, is bisected by the Salzach River. The prosperous heart of the old city is on the southern bank, which is protected by a crescent-shaped hill. It's very picturesque, and tourists spend most of their time there. But on the northern bank of the river, you find a very dear artifact amongst what was the poorer part of town. When I first heard of Salzburg, it was mixed with the images of the Von Trapp's family story and The Sound of Music. And the town and the countryside are just so beautiful, it's almost impossible not to be drawn to them. But long before the Von Trapps could make Salzburg famous, another musician had already done that. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was born and he lived in Salzburg. And the city celebrates him above all others. And another composer was born there as well. And if you walk along the Steingasse on the northern bank of the river, at the base of the Kapuzinerberg, where still today the Capuchin monks go about their daily rituals, you'll find a four-story townhouse, as all the buildings along the Steingasse are, the bottom floor being the storefront or the shop of the family that resides there, the next level being the living area and the dining area, and then bedroom floors above that. You'll find one of these four-story townhouses there with a plaque on it that commemorates it as being the birthplace of Joseph Moore, who composed that most famous of Christmas hymns, Silent Night, in the year 1816. And writing in German, of course, his first words that he penned were, "Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht." Silent Night, Holy Night. Someone counted back in the year 2000 and they found that that soon had been translated around the world into over 140 languages. Most of us have heard the German version, the original version. Some of us have sung it. The French version is lovely. And in Ireland, the recording artist Inya did a version in the Old Irish, in the Gaelic, that's quite pretty. But for myself, the most beautiful version of the song I've ever heard was in Jerusalem, in St. Anne's Church, the Crusader Church that's built right beside the Pool of Bethesda where Jesus healed the man on the mat. hymn was sung in this ancient church by a little group from Murrieta, California. And when the notes ended in silence, all you could hear was the beating of your heart. It was wonderful. Silent night. Holy night. Was it a holy night? Since the word means holy, the holy word means set apart for sacred use, which it certainly was set apart for sacred use, it was indeed a holy night. But what about the silent part? What about that night was silent? Have you ever considered that? The town was packed. It was crowded with descendants from the tribe of Judah. There was no room at the inn because of that. Why would Joseph Moore first describe the scene of Christ's birth as silent? Consider for just a moment what the physical appearance of Christ was in heaven. Back before, when he was with the Father, before he was born in Bethlehem, with what majesty and glory was he clothed in his divine form? How far above the magnificence of any angel was the divine Son of God in beauty and power and brilliance? Yet on that night in Bethlehem, this surpassing being of light would adopt the form of fallen man and forever connect himself to us as a sign of compassion and love. All of heaven was fascinated by this process and the importance of the mission. And though humanity was mostly indifferent to this amazing event, all of heaven was watching the workings of their Lord in this moment. The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before Him. And here is the source of the silence. It says in the book Desire of Ages, page 47, with a deeper and more tender interest, the holy beings from the world of light are drawn to the earth. Above the hills of Bethlehem are gathered an innumerable throng of angels. They wait the signal. Quietly, with an intense silence, they wait the signal to declare the glad news to the world. And after the angel made himself known to the shepherds and told them of the Savior's birth, it continues and says, then the joy and glory could no longer be hidden. The whole plain was lighted up with the bright shining of the hosts of God. Earth was hushed. And heaven stooped to listen to their song, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward man. I'd like to invite the choir to come back up and lead us in the singing of that hymn, Silent Night. It's number 143 in your hymnal. And the choir will sing the first two stanzas for us. We'll ask the congregation to join in the last two.